Born into an interfaith family, the Reverend Michelle Singh has a deep understanding and appreciation for the world's rich spiritual and cultural diversity. In 2008, she became an ordained interfaith minister from the New Seminary, New York. Since then, she has been actively engaged in Canada's interfaith movement, including vice-chairing the award-winning World Interfaith Harmony Week Toronto Steering Committee, and co-founding a multi-faith spiritual dialogue circle that has been meeting monthly for 13 years. 13 years. Michelle was a board member and steering committee co-chair for the 2018 Parliament of the World's Religions. She is an officiant, well known for intuitive listening and her ability to create safe and sacred spaces for processing and dialogue. Michelle is also the executive director of Faith and the Common Good, a national interfaith network founded in 2000 on the belief that our diverse faith congregations and spiritual communities can be powerful role models for the common good. This network is composed of people of faith, hope, and spirit who, despite our differences in theology, dress, culture, share a calling to protect our ecosystem and a passion for community service. Michelle, it is my very great pleasure to welcome you here today.
Thank you, Rob. This whole experience of getting ready to speak with you today has been a delight, and I appreciate all your efforts, Rob. I especially like that hymn that you just shared. It was a great reminder that, yes, for all that is my life, I am grateful. Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you for inviting me to share this reflection with you today. You know, even though we have been Zooming for a couple of years now, I am still in awe of what technology allows us to do. Today, I'm just delighted to be speaking to both Lakehead Unitarian Fellowship in Thunder Bay, as well as Unitarian Fellowship of Peterborough, whilst I'm in the town of Whitby. I want to take a moment to acknowledge the lands and the peoples of the Mississaugas of Scugog Island First Nation, which is covered under the Williams Treaties. In the town of Whitby, we are on the traditional territory of the Mississaugas, a branch of the Greater Anishinaabeg Nation, which includes Algonquin, Ojibwe, Odawa, and Potawatomi. Speaking of repairing the world, what if we listened to and learned from the Indigenous nations in Canada? What if we learned some of their teachings and integrated it within ourselves? Perhaps how to be in relationship with everything. How to center ourselves in relationship with everything, not just each other, but the rocks, the trees, the wind, the water. What if we related to all of it as family, as interconnected, as though our very survival is tied together? Is it possible to bring our relationship to the land, into our personal lives, and into our work? Is it possible to learn to live another way on this land we call Canada, to not only heal ourselves, but also to heal the land? You'll notice I will ask many questions this morning, because I believe they are a powerful way to engage in healing work. And repairing the world is indeed healing work. Some years ago, I came across this poem, and I have yet to confirm the poet's name. If there is to be peace in the world, there must be peace in the nations. If there is to be peace in the nations, there must be peace in the cities. If there's to be peace in the cities, there must be peace between neighbors. If there is to be peace between neighbors, there must be peace in the home. If there's to be peace in the home, there must be peace in the heart. For me, this speaks to the need to do our own work, repairing ourselves, healing ourselves, as we also do the work of repairing the world. This poem reminds us that repairing the world ultimately begins with us. How will you repair yourself? Which parts of your heart need healing? It also speaks to doing the work of repairing the larger community around us. How are you doing the work of healing with your neighbors? Whether they are next door, across town, around the world. At Faith in the Common Good, we strive to harness the power of diverse faith and spiritual groups through education, capacity building, and collective action to build more resilient and sustainable communities. Working together for the common good has the potential to heal and to repair our communities. How? One example is by creating food forests together. Inspired by the work of Anishinaabe scholar, Dr. Andrew Judge, who specializes in traditional indigenous knowledge, ethnomedicine, and land-based healing, Divest Waterloo, an FCG chapter, partnered with Grand River Food Forestry to create faith food forests in their region. Temple Shalom, Westminster United Church, Community of Christ Church, Ebbe Street Mennonite Church, and Sri Ram Dam Hindu Mandir created food forests on their properties, on their own properties. And then in the fall of 2021, they joined with Crow Shield Lodge, a healing sweat lodge outside of town for a fedge. This was actually the first time I heard that word. A fedge is a food hedge planting. Everything worthwhile is done with other people. Repairing the world together. And at the same time, land-based healing, getting your hands into the soil, allows you to connect more deeply with yourself. You've probably heard the phrase Tikkun Olam, which is understood to mean repairing the world. It's become synonymous with various social action and social justice activities. I remember once Andrew Harvey asking, what hurts your heart? What hurts your heart? Once you figure that out, you have an opportunity to go out and do something about it. I read a story about Anne Heyman, who in 2005 learned that Rwanda had 1.2 million orphans after the genocide against the Tutsi, and no systemic solution to support the well-being and development of the orphans. Inspired by the residential communities Israel built to address their orphan crisis after the Holocaust, Anne took the model to Rwanda and founded Agahozo Shalom Youth Village, which ensures the safety, security, and development of the orphans. It hurt her heart to hear that story, and she did what she could to make an impact. Many people around the world are focused on ensuring that their spiritual values are aligned with their everyday actions to heal our world, such as the folks who are part of the Green Faith International movement. Green Faith is building a worldwide multi-faith climate and environmental movement. Members are repairing the world by taking action to transform themselves, their spiritual institutions, and society. Everything from protesting in front of financial institutions that continue to fund the largest emission-producing companies in the world. For example, Total Energy's shareholder meeting in Paris, or BlackRock's shareholder meeting in New York City, to advocating for a fossil fuel treaty, a faith letter that has been signed by over 1,000 people of faith to date. One of our partners, SAFSI, the South African Faith Communities Environment Institute, sent letters to the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, and other donors, calling on them to stop funding the Alliance for a Green Revolution in Africa. Evidence from a donor-commissioned evaluation confirmed the findings of an independent academic assessment that the billion-dollar program was failing to significantly improve yields, income, or food security for Africa's small-scale farming household. It takes courage to heal the world. It's not always a joyful experience to repair the world. We have to confront and pay attention to inequities. We have to tell the truth. We have to reconcile all of it, no matter how difficult, in order to repair the world. Sikhs believe there is one divine being, Waheguru, who created this world and lives within it. Oneness is an integral part of the Sikh faith, which recognizes no hierarchy within groups of people or between people and nature. At the end of the Japji Sahib, the daily morning prayer for Sikhs, they say, air is the guru, water is the father, and earth is the great mother of all. For me, this is a healing prayer, and it's spoken by millions of Sikhs on a daily basis. How am I repairing the world? Honestly, I am still figuring that out. But you know, about 30 years or so ago, more than 30 years now, when my first nephew was born, I had what I would call a vision of a forest, rich in green trees, going on for miles and miles and miles. And that was a turning point for me. I really started thinking about, what am I leaving behind for this child? How am I making the world a better place for him? What is my work to do? I've been guided by those questions since, and have been involved in many different initiatives. And I also think it's what brought me to the Faith in the Common Good Network. I see it as a realization of that vision, being a part of this network. And you know, I'll share a funny story. When he was born, I had a dream about a mountain of chewing gum. Yes, chewing gum, this big pink mountain of chewing gum. I remember reading at the time that chewing gum, or most of it anyway, is not biodegradable because it's made up of synthetic plastics. Did you know that? We're actually chewing synthetic plastics. I could still remember, after all these years, what that mountain of chewing gum looked like in my dream. And I haven't chewed gum since. I know it's a bit of a silly story, but you know, I've shared that story with many people over the years who made the same choice I did. It just reminds me that every action we take to repair the world matters. So you'll notice I asked a lot of questions today. I don't profess to have all the answers. Again, I think the questions are a powerful space to live in. They can inform the actions we take. And so in closing, I offer this poem by Ganga White that is filled with questions for personal reflection as you determine your part in repairing the world. What if our religion was each other? What if our practice was our life? If prayer was our words? What if the temple was the earth? If forests were our church? If holy water, the rivers, lakes, and oceans? What if meditation was our relationships? If the teacher was life? If wisdom was self-knowledge? If love was the center of our being? Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to speak with you this morning.